Thank you again, Brother Strode and Sister Sherry, for the good songs this evening. I'd like to ask you, if you would, to turn with me to the fourth chapter of Paul's writing to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. And I'd like to begin reading in verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I'm going to stop my reading there with the 13th verse. First of all, I want to make mention of something that is recorded in the first verse that I read in verse 6. And this is certainly something that we need to be doing. This is something that needs to occupy our lives on a daily basis. Paul said, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. We need to be talking to the Lord. And we need to be making our request to the Lord. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as people, if we were to just continually, ask things of each other, we may eventually lose patience. But God invites us to do that very thing. You know, He says, cast your cares upon Him, because He cares for us. He loves us. And so, you know, in everything, we need to be making our request known unto God. And then in that, we need to have what the Apostle Paul, I believe, expressed in the last verse that I read, in the 13th verse. And I want to just spend a little time this evening. I'll try not to keep you long. But I want to spend a little time, just all of us, pondering the question in our hearts and in our minds, am I really living my life by faith? I believe Paul did. I believe we have good examples. And that's certainly not to say that there were not times that his faith got weak. I believe that we can find examples in the scriptures of people that we would consider to be men or women of great faith. And there were times when their faith was weak. And certainly as human beings, I mean, we have all sorts of infirmities. But I believe that, generally speaking, the man that wrote this was a man of great faith. And he said, very simply, you know, in this 13th verse here of Philippians chapter 4, there's nothing there that's hard at all to discern. Some of the writings, as the Apostle Peter himself said in his epistle, some of the things that Paul wrote are hard to be understood, but this is certainly not one of them. It's very, very simple to understand what he was saying. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And, you know, he tells us in the verses preceding that, he speaks about being in different, under different circumstances. He wasn't just saying that when he said, I can do all things through Christ, he wasn't saying that through faith in Christ, everything is good for me all the time. He was saying through Christ, I can deal with all of it. He said in verse 11 and verse 12, he said, I've learned that whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. In verse 12, he said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. I know how to be full and to be hungry, to abound and to suffer need. And Paul had learned that through Christ, who would give him strength, that he could make it through all of these situations. And so therewith, by faith in Christ, he could succeed and be content in whatever situation that he found himself in. Sometimes, you know, I think we find ourselves in situations perhaps where, you know, everything is really peachy and everything's really good when we're up on the mountain. But, you know, faith really comes from the valleys, don't it? I mean, faith really comes when the things of this life try us. And we find ourselves in those situations, some of those situations that the Apostle Paul spoke about here. We find ourselves perhaps at times being abased rather than abounding. We find ourselves at times perhaps hungry rather than full, or suffering need rather than abounding. And so, you know, we're not always up on the mountain. And I believe there's a reason for that. And so we learn how to trust the Lord in the valleys that we go through in life. Now, the 13th verse here, where Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, you know, in that verse, you don't find the word faith. I ask tonight that we would consider the question, you know, and ask ourselves individually, are we living by faith? We can do that in our individual lives. You can find a person, one single person, one individual person that you could look at and say, boy, that's a man or that's a woman of great faith. But, you know, that can also exist in a body, in a church as a whole. You could say that's a church that has great faith. And we don't find that word here in the 13th verse. We don't see where the Apostle Paul wrote or mentioned the word faith, but I certainly believe that that's what this is talking about. I can do all things by putting my faith in Christ, who strengthens me. And so, you know, we have faith defined in the Scriptures. I believe here that faith is described to us by the things that the Apostle Paul said. As I look around the room here this evening, I realize that I am among a group of people. Every individual here tonight has a testimony of salvation. And so I believe that we are in a service this evening where everybody has been saved. And so because of that, we all have something in common tonight. All of us have that one experience in our life, if we don't have any more. And I believe that we do have more, but if there were no more to speak of, then all of us here tonight have that one experience in our life where we realized true faith. We realized that we obtained something from God by placing all of our trust in Him. Because the Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." And so, you know, without faith, none of us would be saved. And so we understand, by being saved, we understand what it is to place all of your trust in the Lord. And I still believe today, I believe it's the same for those today that are seeking the Lord as it was for me in the day when I was seeking the Lord. I believe in order to be saved, a person has to do that. They have to place all of their faith in the Lord. And so what we're talking about here in this is not just Paul expressing a mental belief that he had. He did not just believe in his mind that he could do all things through Christ, but he trusted Him in all of his heart, with all of his heart. And that's what faith, you know, really is. And sometimes I think that perhaps trust is maybe a better word to describe faith at times than what believe even is. Because I think we all know that we can believe something and we can be believing nothing more than the fact or nothing more than the capability of something or someone. For me to say that I believe that God can do something, and certainly I believe, and I'm persuaded that you believe, that those of you that are here tonight listening to this, that you believe that God can do all things. We believe that with God, nothing is impossible. You know, we don't believe, we believe that anything that is consistent with His nature, He can do. You know, the Bible tells us that God cannot lie. You know why? Because it's not consistent with His holy nature. Those verses don't, you know, they weren't meant to show to us that God is powerless or deficient in anything. God doesn't lie because it's not consistent with His holiness. The Bible also tells us that He cannot be tempted of sin. It's not consistent with His holy nature. But God is able to do all things, and I believe that, and as I said, I'm persuaded that you believe that. But for us to believe that, to possess the belief, and I certainly am persuaded that Paul believed that, but for us to possess the belief that God can do all things and to trust Him in situations are two different things. Now, that's an aspect of faith that I'm afraid that many people don't understand. That's an aspect of faith that I don't believe many of the religions that are around us today, religious orders, understand. The problem with many in their system of belief is it's not enough. It's not enough. There are people that believe, and you know this to be true as well as I do, there are people that believe the fact that Jesus was the Son of God. There are people that believe the fact that he was virgin born. There are people that believe that he died on the cross. There are people that believe that he resurrected from the dead. There are people that possess that belief and have not yet trusted the Lord for salvation. And that type of faith, certainly we experience that when we're saved, but that type of faith needs to carry on in our lives after that we're saved. And, I realize that there are degrees of faith. But I believe that in order to obtain things from the Lord, in order to obtain the blessings of God upon our lives, there's only one degree of faith that God is going to accept, and that's total trust. To place our total trust in Him. Now, there are things that have been built by faith. There have been things throughout the years in the work of the Lord that have been built by faith. There are works that have been established. There are churches, mission works that become churches that have been established by people who place their faith, their trust in the Lord. And God blessed their labors and brought them to fruition and brought things to pass through their efforts. So there have been things that have been accomplished throughout time by those who were serving the Lord with faith. Those who trusted in their heart that they could accomplish all things through Christ who would give them the strength. There have been people that have made it through situations similar to what the apostle was writing about here. They have been able to smile through the tears and to take consolation in things that otherwise would have gotten them down and depressed them and, caused their emotional state to be far less than what it ought to be. They have escaped those things because they placed it at the feet of the Lord. And they just trusted Him to take care of things. And we will be better to live our lives with that type of faith. Not only does faith accomplish things, not only are there things that are accomplished and things that are done through faith, but there are things that true faith dispels. And I know that, sometimes perhaps people think, well, that's we're human. That's asking too much. But I still believe today that anxiety and nervousness and worry, oftentimes those things are the lack of faith. We're always anxious about something or always worried about how something is going to turn out. And so, too often in those situations, we bring those things upon ourselves. There have been people that have ruined their health worrying. I mean, just ruined themselves, not only physically, but sent themselves into deep emotional stress because they're always worried about something and always anxious about something. And so, you know, we can get rid of those things by placing our trust in the Lord. And have you ever noticed this in yourself, and probably all of us, if we're honest, will answer this in the affirmative. Have you ever noticed yourself worrying and being anxious and fretting about something that when you suddenly you come to the realization, it comes to you that what you're so worried about, that there's not a thing in the world you can do to control it or to change it, but yet we're worried to death about it. But Christ can change things. The Lord can change things. And so I was talking to someone one time, and she was just worried to death about something. And it came to me that, you know what worry and prayer, there's one common element that both of those require. You know what that is? Energy. It will consume your energy to worry about something. And it'll consume your time to worry about something. And prayer also requires energy. I mean, we've got to put forth the energy to pray. And listen, we are far better off. Anybody is far better off spending their time praying and trusting in Christ, and laying things down at His feet, and as the song says, taking them to the Lord and leaving them there, then we are worrying and worrying and worrying about how that it's going to turn out when, if it turns out in a way that we would not desire it to turn out, and we can't do anything about it to begin with. So, you know, human history, if you look back, I believe you'll find that the hinges of human history have been turned based upon those who have placed their trust in the Lord, placed their lives in His hand. Do you know that that's where our lives are at? They're in His hands. You know, there are things that can happen to me. There are things that can happen to you right now that the only one that can do anything about it is the Lord. The only one that can change the situation is the Lord. Worrying about it won't change it. Placing your faith in something insignificant or someone who's insignificant won't change it. I believe that part of the reason that Paul trusted in the Lord, or the great reason perhaps I should say that Paul trusted in the Lord and made the statement, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me, is because he believed that Christ could do all things. He believed that there was nothing impossible with him. And certainly there's not. Faith is, the Hebrew letter defines it for us, faith is the substance or the assurance, is what that word means. Faith is the substance, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proving of things not seen. Listen, if God, in the lives of the children of God, if God is not proving Himself in our lives, then we're not walking by faith. Because it is the assurance of that which we hope for, which means we expect or we anticipate. Faith is the assurance of those things which we anticipate, and it is the proving of things not seen. And so if we, in our Christian walk, in our walk with God, if we're not seeing evidence of faith in our lives, because we ought to be. We ought to see God proving himself to us in our lives, proving himself in situations, proving himself when we go to him and we ask him things, if we are trusting in him, if we're truly exercising faith in the Lord, we are going to see the evidence of those things come to pass. And, you know, when we don't see them, then we need to ask ourselves the question, am I really placing my faith in the Lord? I believe God will answer our prayers. Jesus plainly told us and taught us, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, certainly, I believe we need to pray right. We don't need to be asking God for things just to consume them upon our lust. James said, if you do that, you're not going to get them. He said, you ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss. You ask wrongfully, that you may consume it upon your lust. If we're praying and asking God for things out of greed and things that are inconsistent with his holy nature, then we need not expect to receive those things. But things that we ask for within his will, we ought to anticipate and expect that God will answer. Trust that he'll save our loved ones. Trust that he will bless our lives. Trust that whatever state that we find ourselves in, that we can make it. We can live a life that will honor God no matter what condition we find ourselves in, if we trust Christ to do all things, the one that gives us our strength. David believed that his strength came from the Lord. If you read the 27th Psalm, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. And in those statements, he said, of whom shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid of? So, faith, the substance of that which we hope for, and the proving, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Do you think that's only true about somebody that's seeking him for salvation? Of course not. In all situations, when we're making our petitions known to God, whether we're seeking him, as a lost person seeking him to be saved, or as a saved person seeking him in some matter in our life, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, now, you know, Jesus said, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, whatever things you ask in prayer, exercising faith, you'll receive. He didn't say you'd receive everything you ask for in prayer. He said those things you ask for, trusting me for them, are the things that you will receive. I believe God hears our prayers. I believe God answers our prayers. He may not always answer them the way that we expect, but I believe that God hears and answers the prayers of his people. When we pray to God, we don't labor in vain. I mean, if we're truly praying, if we're praying the way that the Bible tells us to pray, if we're praying that effectual, fervent prayer, we don't pray to God in vain. If we're praying that effectual, fervent prayer and placing our faith, placing our trust in the Lord, I believe that we have the promise that he will hear us and that he will answer us and bless us according to his will. I believe that I have been privileged to witness things in life, things in the lives of people, things in the lives of my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. Where I could look at that and say, you know what? That person was placing their trust in the Lord. If they had not have been, they would have never made it through that. If they would not have been placing their trust in the Lord, they could not have made it through a situation like that, the way that they did, had they not been putting their trust in the Lord. Do you believe you've seen God in action in your life? You believe you've witnessed God doing things by faith? I believe that you have. I'm persuaded that we know that what Paul said is true, that we can do all things through Christ. We've experienced it. When we were saved, no doubt you've had other experiences in your walk with the Lord where you were able, by the help of God, you were able to come to the place where you did exactly what the Apostle Peter said. And that word there that he used, cast your cares upon me. Look it up. It means just exactly what it says. It means the same thing you do with a fishing pole when you take it and you throw it. If you pick up a rock and you throw it, that's exactly what that word there, cast, means. Cast your cares. Take them and throw them upon the Lord. Cast your cares upon me, upon him, because he cares for you. And so the Lord says, take your worries, take your fears, take your cares, take those things that afflict you, take those things that come your way that you can't do anything about, take them and throw them on me. Because I love you. Because I care for you, because I will bear those things for you, and I will hear your prayers, and I will answer your prayers. If Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church really and truly places her trust in the Lord, she can light Bowling Green up with the gospel. She can light this city up with the gospel if we truly place our faith in the Lord. We can see revival if we truly place our faith in the Lord. Our children and our grandchildren can be saved if they will truly trust in the Lord. They can be saved. I'm glad to know, and I realize that it's between them and God whether or not they will, but I am glad to know that all of those little grandchildren that I have, when they reach accountability, when they reach the time in their life where they are accountable before God for their sins, I am glad to know that if they will place their trust in God, He will save them. He'll save them. It'll be between them and the Lord, whether or not they will. But if they will meet God's conditions, He is able to save them to the uttermost. And I'm thankful that the same God that saved me when I placed my trust in Him can still save others. And He will be able to do that until He comes to bring an end to the affairs of this world. I appreciate your attention tonight. I pray that we will all go forth with great faith, great trust in the Lord. I mean, really, really taking it, really taking our burdens and laying them down at the feet of Jesus, saying, Lord, I'm placing my trust in You to take care of these things. So I appreciate, as I said, your attention tonight. I'm glad that you came tonight. I appreciate everybody that's here. I'm thankful we had the opportunity to come tonight, look a little bit further into God's Word. I hope that somehow tonight we've been able to grow just a little bit more in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. I pray that in the days ahead, you know, if God grants us a 2012, I pray that we'll experience the proving of God's mighty power and His working among us. And I pray when Brother Collins, you know, goes to Africa here in a few days, I pray that God will direct providence before him and that we'll, you know, we'll exercise faith here and pray for him and for those that are going to be going that way, that they'll see the work of God taking place before them there. And so thank you for your attention tonight. Can we sing Living by Faith?